This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons here live at Gillette Stadium, or just nearby Gillette Stadium, Patriot Place, the Dean College stage in between Bar Louie and Citizen Crust Pizza. Getting ready for the Patriots preseason opener against the Commanders, as well as the 6 p.m. statue reveal for Tom Brady. Robert Kraft will speak for a few moments. Tom Brady himself will be down in the plaza addressing the fans.
Mr. K was just down there moments ago alongside Stacey James.
Last question.
Prepped and ready to go. Short speech. Keep it short. Keep it short. That would be my advice to any of them.
Less is more.
Yes.
Brevity is
more.
The soul of GOAT.
And then pull that sheet off and show them what everybody came to see.
Is it going
to
be a
run
poll?
Run it again, Brady.
Is it going to be a pull where it comes down, or will it be like, ta-da?
I think it'll come down.
Like a cloche off a really nice plate.
I think you pull from the back so the front slowly lifts up and reveals whatever it is. As I've said, there's a fist in the air or something in the air, a trophy in the air. You can tell underneath the sheet, but also I've heard some questions about whether some people may not be in love with the pose. So,
as long as
about
he's not
3 hours away,
off the crowd or like holding a Buccaneers helmet.
Why would he be flipping off the crowd? What if it's that pose of
pose?
Is he walking into the stadium or out of the stadium? The Hulu commercial. Remember the Hulu ad?
The worst commercial of all.
Now I think it was the greatest commercial of all time.
You said earlier
it was
in the
a kick in the stones for New England.
Why are you doing this? It's all positive. It's Brady's day, and now you're bringing up the Hulu commercial.
It was one of the greatest commercials of all time, except he, kind of kicked the Patriot Nation in the cojones.
I don't know.
Anyway, it's 3 o'clock. Ted Johnson is on his way here. He's delayed, I think, in security or parking.
Couple autographs.
He'll be here.
Ted's hovercraft is parking in the lot right now.
He's got a hovercraft? That'd
you
be
didn't
cool.
know that?
No. Anyway, it's 3 o'clock, and it's time to find out what we think would mean success for the Patriots season in our three-point stances.
319!
319!
Yeah, there you go!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three. And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or by that Tom Brady Hulu commercial, you got to get Glassman.
Call the topical references
He's
that
good.
I appreciate most in all of those.
He's good.
I like that.
Well, if you did like that, you can call all sevens at 617-777-7777. So, as was brought up in our email chain earlier this morning by Ted Johnson, who's joining in a few moments, we wanted to list out the biggest keys, reasons, points for success for the Patriots in 2025. There are a million different things that have been discussed, good, bad, and otherwise, that we're waiting to see how they unfold in the 2025 season. So, what I am going to ask of our host today on the three-point stance is name your 3 points of success for the Patriots in 2025. We'll give you the customary 60 seconds in order to do it so you can flesh it out a little bit. Andy will lead us off. Fitzy will follow. Andy, are you ready?
I am indeed.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
It's two words. It's not Tom Brady. It's Drake May. This year is about Drake May. It's about leaving this season, the year to jump, hopefully, ideally, preferably with a playoff game in your back pocket, a wild card game, because I know there's that whole belief out there that if you're going to be a great franchise quarterback, you have to make the playoffs in your first two seasons. We'll see if that's true, but we need to leave this season saying, wow, how much are they going to pay Drake May in 2 or 3 years? You think it's going to be $400 million? Is it going to be $500 million? Is it going to be $50 million a year? You need to believe that he is your franchise quarterback. You also need to believe that Will Campbell was not a bad pick at number 4 overall. You need Will Campbell to either be well-established as a left tackle, a Pro Bowl caliber left tackle, or just a very good offensive lineman who, okay, he might have to go down the Joe Tooney, Logan Mankins route of going inside to guard, but either way, you feel like you have an elite offensive lineman to help build around moving forward. And then, competency. It's just competency. It's, you know, the third bucket for Mike Vrabel? Stuff that'll get us beat, only he doesn't say stuff. There can't be a lot of stuff that'll get us beat. Be competitive. You may lose because you're not talented enough, but don't lose games because you beat yourself.
All right, Drake May, Will Campbell, and competency. And that third one is such an interesting one because it applies to literally every part of what you want to have for success.
Covered my bases.
It could potentially be a little, it's a little nebulous, but that's okay because there are so many things that were incompetent about last year's team and the Patriots for the last several
100%.
Years.
And that's what I would say is it's not so much a task for Vrabel as just a make us forget about last year. There were so many things that were incompetent last year.
Absolutely.
From, like, you know, the Boston Herald expose late in the year was like, when did it go sideways? Was it March? Was it April? Was it May?
It was long
before the season. And, you know, there's some people that think it went sideways at the introductory press conference.
Me, the second I heard Young Thunder, I was like, and I'm
the first time or the 27th time?
Oh, first.
Which one crossed
first,
the line for Young Thunder?
The first Young Thunder cat I heard, I was like, that's the season, folks. We'll see you next year.
All of that stuff, and so far we're well on our way to that last box being checked off first,
right.
The competency box, because Mike Vrabel through February, March, April, May, June, all we've seen is competent execution. None of this, well, we're not ready to practice, so we're actually not going to start a week early. No, we're ready to go. We have assistant coaches. I had all these guys lined up. I did have the benefit of coaching before in the NFL, but all these things that have kind of been part of the building process towards September have been really impressive, really, really impressive for the Patriots. They are a very competent football team under Mike Vrabel.
We have our first Fitzy, our first split Brady, New England Patriots, Tampa Bay Buccaneers
Where?
Jersey.
Frank and Brady.
At about your
You
one
got a Frank and Brady jersey, guy? Come on. Don't troll us. Don't bring the Tampa part of Brady's career up here for the
statue
night.
It is what it is.
And you know what it is? It's a bad choice.
Nope. It is what it is.
Wear that at home.
You can't fight facts and history, Fitzy.
No, I understand he played for Tampa. I've steered into it. I feel terribly about the fact that I didn't root harder for Brady at that time because I was in a glass stadium of emotions and a pandemic. But damn it, I hate seeing the Brady Tampa jerseys up here. Everywhere else, that's fine. The 12-ification and the 87-ification, if you will, of Tampa and that greater northern Florida area, that's fine because he went down there and did something special for them, and God love him for what he was able to accomplish. But bringing that up here, hard pass, no thanks, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just call that guy a bro? He looks
like
he could kick
your
ass.
No, just in general. I don't give a flying Foxborough what that guy could do. I'm just telling you how I feel about it, and that's the case.
One last point about competency before we can move on, and this is coming from a season of watching the Red Sox where they've lost 20, 21 one-run games or something like that. And how many of them have come from not knowing how many outs there are, not knowing what base to throw to, not knowing the situation, making a mistake, incompetent decisions by your players. You're going into a Patriots season that's very similar, where you don't have an abundance of talent. You're not going to roll team. A lot of teams are still looking at the Patriots as, oh, well, there's a win on our schedule, so you have to have the details buttoned up. Because even if you're losing games, you have to be losing close games and competitive games that you're not shooting yourself in the foot
right.
in.
It's okay to get beat because the other team might be more talented.
Yeah.
Don't get beat because you give it away.
Right.
Because, you know,
the defense didn't show up, or or you had no talent in the back.
Or Ramondre Stevenson fumbles, or, like, don't
two picks
give
in the
games
first quarter,
away.
Yeah.
Don't just be 4 quarters of fight to the finish, and you get to the, we're not quite good enough, we lose by 4. You need a lot of those, and there may be a lot of those, and those may grow frustrating when you're in the midst of it, but I think if you look at those in the larger picture of year one Mike Vrabel, year two of Drake May, year one of this new regime kind of coming together, that's a reasonable, positive expectation. Yeah, was I supposed to give a win total? I didn't quite.
Not yet.
You're welcome to, if you'd like. We'll update our win totals that we've been kind of counting throughout the preseason.
I think that's our EWAA, expected wins above Andy.
Absolutely, 100%. And above Andy is not that hard to reach. Okay.
Did you hear the nice fan earlier who made me stand up and was like, wait, you're not as short as they make you out to be. You're very normal height.
Yeah, you also
thank
put
you,
your,
sir.
But
you also,
you're wearing platforms.
I am not. I'm wearing Hokas. They have a little extra padding, but they're not platform shoes.
He also, because
I have seen some on Instagram that say they can make you grow 3 inches, and I'm like,
really?
Kind of tempted to order them and just walk in one
vertically,
day.
Right?
Yes, vertically.
Okay, just checking.
And from my feet.
Yep.
Not anything
okay, got
else.
It.
Yes.
He also was surprised that you weren't as fat as he thought that you were.
No, I'm not fat. Thanks to my friends at Awaken 180, I dropped 31 pounds, baby.
Well, it's the hat jumbo heart. You don't do yourself any favors.
Yeah, the jumbo comes from the mascot from Tufts University, my alma mater.
I didn't know that until
I met this is
you.
A great conversation. Can we continue with the 3-point
All right,
dance?
fair enough. Yeah, there you go. And I wanted to mention that Andy had his ego pumped up during the course of a commercial break, but I'm glad we got
it. It was very nice.
Right,
first he wanted to kill me and fight me, then he liked me and said I was tall as
this is awkward.
Thank you very much, Stanley.
There's the Andy Hart difference. All right, Fitzy, you ready?
Fitz, just wake up.
Yeah. He could have done that 5 minutes ago.
Right.
Ken just showed up with a Citizen Crust Pizza. He's my new favorite. All right, let's do this. There, Danny Ballgame.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, I will agree with Andy that the first key to the Patriots having a successful season is indeed the development of Drake May. I don't need him to be the next great quarterback. I don't need him to be Josh Allen 2.0 or a better version of C.J. Stroud or the AFC's Jaden Daniels. What I do need in that development process, I need a neural link between Drake May and Josh McDaniels. I want him to put on the cerebro and have them be hive mind. I want him to understand that playbook. I want it there to be the competence and the fluidity that we need to see between this offensive coordinator bringing his evolved third iteration of the playbook to Foxborough, working with Drake May, giving him the confidence to ascend to what we all believe he can be, which is an elite quarterback. Number two, I need just not even Will Campbell. Andy, I need a stabilized offensive line overall. I want Jared Wilson to work out. We need to figure out who the center of the future is. Are we good with Mike Onwenu at right guard? And can Morgan Moses hold down right tackle more often than not, or are we going to get into load management? So I need a stabilized offensive line for the first time in a half decade. And number three, I want 2 to 3 playmakers to emerge. We believe Pop Douglas is going to be one of them. I would like maybe one other receiver to develop as a dangerous target and one of the running backs who I truly believe will be Travion Henderson. Give me at least 2, Utah, maybe 3 playmakers. There are my 3 keys to a successful Patriots season. There's the kid with the red Henderson jersey. That kid knows what's up.
That guy knows ball.
He does.
Let's talk about playmakers. Andy, who are the 2 to 3 playmakers on the depth chart that you look at and go, those are my guys? That's if I was putting odds on they're going to have the biggest impact on the Patriots, who are the playmakers you'd prefer to be on that list?
I'd start with Pop Douglas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think because he's in year 3.
Yep.
Because it's the Josh McDaniels, historically the offense has focused on the slot receiver, and because I think he has talent. You know, I thought he was going to have more success last year. It never really came to fruition. A lot of reasons for that weren't necessarily his fault, but I think it's time for him to really pick up where the legacies at that position left off. I do think there's a chance Fitzy is right, that Travion Henderson could be an impact. First of all, we know running backs in the NFL, every year there's a handful of rookie running backs that are going to change the league, be like the hottest fantasy guys.
NFL.com had him at 7 touchdowns.
7 touchdowns I like.
Yeah.
That's kind of right in line with the 3 of them having 20.
20.5 was your
seven,
over.
Seven. Yeah. Boom, we're at 21. That's the over. I think Travion Henderson, especially with his playmaking ability, his explosive ability, and the fact that this offense I do think is going to lean on the running backs that have historically been a part of the Josh McDaniels offense. I also think it makes it better and easier for Drake May if he has that as his binky to work with there.
And you've seen him at the not just the joint practice, but some of the other ones that we attended this preseason or during this training camp, Andy. He hits top speed faster than anybody.
Yes.
Like there's
explosive.
No, he doesn't have to shift through the gearbox. Like he's 0 to top speed just like that. Everyone notices it too. And I'm not sure who Andy probably spoke to, the usual cadre of the Giardis and the Pauls and whatnot, but like every other guy out there, like Phil Perry, Mark Daniels, Chad Graff, they're all like, damn, they have not had somebody this fast in a long, long time.
Oh, out of the backfield? I don't even know when they've had somebody. Like, he's a pretty unique guy for what they've... Like, James White was remarkable in his ability, run after catch screens, to make things happen. And you're like, he's not that fast. Kevin Falk, not that fast.
They're just understand the field,
smart,
though.
Absolutely. The cuts were perfect. Whereas I think Travion Henderson is just explosive. It's why our guy Ted Johnson has said he's going to score a touchdown on a swing pass, like a big play swing pass, because guys like Ted Johnson, linebackers that are chasing, I think are going to underestimate how explosive
that
he is. And just like, oh, I got him. I don't got him. Safety, somebody help me. Back end, you need to get him.
Let me double down on Ted's bet or prediction. He says Travion Henderson will definitely score a touchdown on a wheel route this season. I say he does it within the first 4 games.
Okay. I can match that. I say he does it opening day against the Raiders.
Wow.
Beat that. First possession.
All right, okay.
You can't beat that unless he does it tonight.
How about this? First play.
Okay, could be all first play. You win. And then the other one, I don't know if you're going
playmaker?
This direction. And I don't know if this is allowed because I don't really know the criteria that is in your brain.
We have very loose rules.
Yeah.
Christian Barmore.
Oh.
I need Christian Barmore to become the absolute beast that I think he can be next to Milton Williams. We saw it when he took away the pride of some guy on the Washington roster. Yeah, Allegretti.
He's
made him consider retirement the way he threw him around.
Vontae
like a
Davis
doll.
Right there.
I think Christian Barmore is going to get one-on-ones, and if Christian Barmore gets one-on-ones because there's some double teams going the way of Milton Williams, Christian Barmore could be an impact force with double-digit sacks, big plays, fumbles. Like, he's in the backfield before they can even figure out what's going on kind of stuff.
Looks legit. Dan, like, the speed off the line.
Yeah.
Fat, like, Milton also, like, significantly larger than Milton Williams and off the line.
Oh.
Milton Williams was actually smaller in person.
I compare Christian Barmore to Richard Seymour. In size, athleticism, like, he has that kind of build and ability. He's just never really put it together. And he does have a knee that is bulky and acts up at times. That needs to not be an issue. And obviously the blood clots need to not be an issue. But I think that's a guy that can make plays and change the totality of the team.
We have our first 47 jersey here tonight. We're now into the hundreds on the Tom Brady jerseys.
Oh,
47. Who's that, sir?
John Lynch.
You have a John Lynch jersey? That is, he played a preseason.
Yeah, that
is
outstanding. Well.
You are so excited for that.
That is a rare item.
That
right
is
there.
A rarity, a John Lynch jersey. I love it. Awesome.
You're noting that down, John Lynch?
Yeah, one.
Yeah,
one.
Absolutely.
If we get to two, I think we should have to give something away.
I'll tell you what, I will buy somebody a beer if they show up in a Patriots Reggie Wayne or Torrey Holt.
We also had Sebastian Vollmer walking into the Bar Louie to get a drink if Patriots fans are interested.
Seabass!
Blew his cover.
These are getting into the jerseys where you're asking, like, okay, was that John Lynch's jersey that he actually wore?
Be.
Versus
could
did
be.
You go out of your
I
way
had
to
no
buy
idea.
It.
When, yeah. when you said 47, I'm like, who the hell is 47?
I couldn't figure it out
reason.
For love or money.
I also found it interesting, and I'm glad you brought up Barmore, and I'm sure Ted probably would have brought this up given his, you know, position, but neither of you put defense anywhere on the list.
Because I think we're both pretty comfortable, or pretty confident, I should say, that the defense is not going to let us down, or that it's going to perform around expected, if not at times, possibly better, depending on, of course.
Well, what's your expectation? Because some of these
top
aggregators...
Top 12.
Okay, so, you know, a mid-level defense, not truly elite.
Not truly elite, but also not middle of the pack.
Because your boy ML Football, when he's like, is this the best front seven in football? No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
Easy answer. Move along, son.
Hasn't proven anything just yet. I think Spillane's going to be... To me, as long as there's health on the line, and especially in the back, like if Gonzalez is out and Carlton Davis continues to remain a wild card or a mystery, that could be an issue.
Are you worried about that?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Alex Austin looks good, but we paid Carlton Davis.
Wait a minute. If the starting corners are Alex Austin and DJ James, you're in trouble. You're in absolute trouble.
No one said that we weren't.
My guy Christian Barmore is going to need 50 sacks.
Marcus Jones and Alex Austin and DJ James and Isaiah Bolden. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of other teams. Like,
hey, Drake,
we're
going to
go ahead
points.
And... We're going to go ahead and scrap the run game and just, like, probably throw every down this
Sling
week.
Sling it and score 40 would be the... priority there.
So that's a legitimate concern.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you're hoping for outside from that, you're hoping that there is a plan with Carlton Davis. You're hoping that they're just being overly cautious with Gonzalez.
Maybe he's on a jet ski somewhere and he'll be back for the regular season.
And I know that's Homer honkish to believe both of those are going to be settled by week one. But if that is the case, I think you guys are probably both expecting consistency from the defense. I know, relatively speaking, injuries notwithstanding, what I'm going to get week in, week
Correct.
Out. Where your offense is, well, I need this to happen. There's a lot of volatility between how good it can be and how bad it can
be. If the defense is healthy, it'll stun me if they're not good. If they're flat
correct.
Out bad. If they're just giving up plays and points, they can't tackle, like
right.
can't cover. That would stun me because I think they have proven capable talent at every position and also guys that might elevate at every position. So that's where they could be really good if Christian Gonzalez takes it to the next level and all of a sudden he has one of those years where he has like 8-9 interceptions.
Told you, he
if
could
Barmore
be.
Has 10-11 sacks, if you know Jabril Peppers is running around just knocking people's heads off,
how about
if Robert Spillane has 180 tackles,
yeah.
like if those guys all reach their high end sides, this is going to be a really good defense. If they just play normal, then it's going to be a good defense. I'll be stunned if it's a bad defense. Injuries are really the only way I think that this can end up being a bad defense. Whereas on the offensive side of things, there's high side, there's optimistic. He's also low side and pessimistic and questions.
Right.
Offensive line, receiver, somebody's hurt. Drake May isn't ready for the job. That could fall apart.
Right, absolutely. And that positive stance there from Andy Hart is how we will end our three-point stance, the 3 points of success for the 2025 New England Patriots.
I want to squeeze a quick phone call in because Sean in Detroit has been hanging around for a while. He's flying in for the Tom Brady ceremony. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Actually driving in, seeing all 30 stadium. Yeah, no, it's awesome, man. Literally left my house at like 5 a.m. today. My wife is amazing, very understanding.
Boy.
Hell yeah, I picked a good one. So, like I said, seeing all the stadiums, put the Patriots on my list. Found out literally yesterday it's the Brady statue day. Give me, what do I got to do for the Patriots? Make it a great story to tell, a great Patriot experience. What do I got to do?
Fitzy, that's your world.
What do you got to do? You got to come down here.
Thanks for the call, Sean.
First thing you got to do is you got to make sure you're here in time and you get a quality space to take in the Tom Brady statue reveal. But before that, you have to walk up the stairs from the plaza up to the middle of Patriot Place, swing by one of our favorite spots, be it Bar Louie, Splitsville, Citizen Crust, grab a bite, grab a drink, maybe swing by Wormtown Brewery, pick up some swag at the Patriots Pro Shop, say hi to your boys at the Dean College Stage for WEEI, where Teddy Johnson right now is autographing a Ted Johnson jersey with a crowd around him. You love to see it. Those are the tenets that will make for an amazing day here on Tom Brady Reveal Night and the one Patriot preseason home game. Let's go.
I'm a big fan of the kid who took off his croc and is looking to get that signed. That is ingenuity right there. But, yes, Ted Johnson working the crowd, signing things, hugging, taking pictures, doing it all. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons is live at Patriot Place, just outside of Gillette Stadium near Citizen Crust. It is Tom Brady statue reveal night. It is Patriots preseason opener. Ted Johnson is here. But we also have to talk a little Celtics. Joe Mazzulla. His contract was a question for some. We'll talk about that. And my favorite quotes of all time, or at least in recent memory, come from Bob Cousy. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, if his computer works, will be doing what's trending now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox open up a six-game road trip tonight. They begin a three-game series in San Diego against the Padres. First pitch is at 9:40. Walker Buehler will start against Nick Pivetta. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Matt Mitchell pregame show with Christian Arcand is tonight at 8:40, and Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call of the series. From earlier today, the Red Sox claimed catcher Ali Sanchez off of waivers from the Toronto Blue Jays. Sanchez will meet the team in San Diego. He is a career 186 hitter in 46 games over the span of four seasons. The Celtics announced today that the team has signed head coach Joe Mazzulla to a multi-year contract extension. Mazzulla is coming off of his third season as Boston's coach and has guided the team to the playoffs each season, including the franchise's 18th NBA title, to cap off the 23-24 campaign. The Patriots kick off the 2025 preseason tonight against the Washington Commanders. Kickoff is at 7:30. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels is not expected to play in the game tonight. Also on the scoreboard this evening, the Lions are at the Falcons and the Browns are at the Panthers. Both games kick off at 7 p.m. And from around the league, Chargers Pro Bowl left tackle Rashawn Slater will miss the 2025 season with a ruptured patellar tendon suffered in practice on Thursday. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Patriot Place coming up right after this.